Okay, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. This is Michelle again.
Yes.
I was going over your account. Now, one thing I can do is I can go ahead and just lock your account so that it cannot be used by you or anyone else.
Oh, now I want to close the account is what I want to do. I don't want to lock it. I don't want to limit it. I want it closed.
Okay. Unfortunately, an account that is limited cannot be closed.
And why
is that? I can lock it so that it cannot be... Because at this point, because what happens, I mean, it's limited. I mean, at this point, we've got the account. We've set these rules so that it will... basically assist us in tracking the account and making sure that everything happens as should happen with the account.
Well, there's nothing happening with the account. The account's been limited since June 13th. And if it's closed, then nothing can happen with it because there is no account.
Okay. But if it's locked, nothing can happen with it because no one can access the account.
Well, what's the point in wanting to keep it alive when the account is dead? It's time to close the account. I want to terminate the user agreement, and I want to disconnect from PayPal 100%.
Okay. I understand that, sir. However, at this point, I mean, even if I were to go ahead and close the account, we would still have the information. As for tax purposes, we have to retain that information.
Well, I'm not talking about information in your database. You see, the user agreement that gives you the ability to transfer money out of my checking account. What I want to do is remove your ability to transfer money out of my checking account under any circumstances.
No funds for any circumstances will be removed from your bank account.
Well, I know that you say that, but I want you to have you terminate the agreement so that you don't have the ability to accidentally remove funds from my checking account.
It's not possible to accidentally remove funds from your bank.
Well,
it's
kind of like this.
I mean, locking the account would also accomplish the same thing.
It's kind of like this. Suppose you were renting an apartment from me and that you decided to leave the apartment and we terminated the rental agreement, but you refused to give back the key, you see. Then it's really not over, you see. You still have the keys to my checking account. You still can do a reverse transaction and get into my checking account, you know, if you decide to. If we close the account and terminate the user agreement, then you no longer have access to my checking account. That's what I want, and I don't understand why it is that since you have acknowledged that you don't want to have anything to do with me anymore, why you don't close the account rather than, you know, to put it in this limited status, put it in this locked status. I mean, I understand that you have to have a database, you know, for tax purposes. I don't have any problems with you retaining that type of information, but I want to, you know, officially terminate the user agreement.
Okay.
So
I understand that, sir, and as I've explained, the extent of what I could do was to go ahead and lock the account so that the account couldn't be used any further.
Well, but that's not what I want to have happen.
Then I cannot assist you, sir. We cannot close your account, sir.
You cannot and you will not. And there's no way to there, you know, I mean, I can't find a termination clause, and from what I understand, any agreement has to have a termination clause at some point. You know, you can't get into agreement and say, well, we're going to hold this agreement open forever. Because, I mean, for instance, your agreement says that you can modify your agreement anytime you want. You know, so you might decide to modify my agreement and then start charging me some type of monthly fee or something like that, and I can't terminate it.
That wouldn't happen, sir, if your account was locked.
Well, I understand what you're saying couldn't happen, but you see, if the agreement is terminated, then I know it can't happen. So I want to terminate the agreement. Are you saying that there's no...
I understand. Yes, sir, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, have you ever terminated an agreement with anybody before? I mean, you're saying that everybody who has ever opened a PayPal account is always has... That agreement is, you know, lasts forever. Is that what you're telling me?
Okay. An account that is locked, I mean, at that point we've ended our business relationship. Nothing else is done on the account.
No, that isn't what I asked.
But in terms of closing the account, no account that is limited has been closed.
Okay, but if account wasn't limited, if my account wasn't limited,
then you could close your
then
account.
Then I could close the account, and closing an account would terminate the agreement. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying closing the account would close the account.
Okay, what's the difference?
If something happened while the account was opened, then the user agreement would still be in effect.
Well, can you explain to me what the difference between a closed account, a locked account, and a limited account is?
Okay, a limited account you can log into.
Okay.
A closed account and a locked account you cannot log into. If you try to log into a locked account, you will have the ability to send us email that is secure because we know you have supplied your password. Other than that, in all honesty, there's no difference.
The user agreement still pertains to people who have closed their account. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Right. I mean, let's say something happens while your account was open. Closing your account does not absolve you of any responsibility for actions that happened while your account was open.
Well, you know, suppose, you know, PayPal decides for some reason that they just, you know, they're going to start charging a fee for a limited account. Then you could go into my checking account and take money out.
Okay. We do not automatically charge your bank accounts. I mean,
no,
I
no, I'm saying
that,
if,
I know
if
you
PayPal
don't believe
were to
me.
Change their mind. You see, that's the thing about this is, you see, you're refusing to give up the key to my checking account. You're refusing to say, I will terminate the agreement, I will close the account, and block any access from my checking account. You know, that's what you seem to be avoiding and refusing to do. And that disturbs me because that makes me think that someday I think that you guys have behaved really, really badly, you know, and this is all your fault in the first place, you know, and that, you know, the stuff that you've done is highly unethical, and because of that, I don't trust you. In order for me to have security, I want to terminate our relationship completely, and you're saying you won't do that. You
yes,
see where I'm coming
exactly
from?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, sir.
Yes. Well, and it seems to me that legally, you know, you can't do that because any contract has to have a termination clause. There has to be a way to back out. You can't have an agreement with somebody that lasts forever, you know, for which you're providing, you know, no services to me whatsoever, and you're have access to go into my checking account. You know, I mean, you're having access is a violation of my rights the way I see it, and I don't understand why you feel necessary to continue to have access to my money after you.
We don't have access to your money.
Yeah, yes, you
we
do.
Would not no, we do not. Sir.
Yes, you do. You know, you have the same access right now to my money as you did before you limited the account. You can go into my checking account and take money out, and I want to, you know, prevent that. So I want to close the account.
Okay. But
you're
right
saying
now, so,
that you're blocking me from doing that.
But right now, what you're talking about is something that is possible. Not legal, but possible. For us to withdraw funds from your account that you do not
agree
to.
So you admit that it's possible.
It's possible. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it is possible with a bank account number that money can be removed from a bank account. It's possible that if someone sees a check that you have written, that they can withdraw funds from your bank account. That is what I am admitting to.
Okay.
Now, us having, I mean, what you're talking about is something because it is possible means that it is going to happen.
Well why do you
know? It's possible that I will get that my tire will go flat on my way home.
Well,
that does not mean that my tire will go flat when I drive
okay,
home.
Okay, but if you knew that I had the keys to your front door, wouldn't you want to change the lock?
That would depend on who you were and why you had keys to my house.
Well, suppose that I was somebody who had a hostile relationship with you.
I would probably change the keys to my – I would probably change the
– Well, see, that's the way I see it because we have a hostile relationship here, and I want you to give me the keys back to my account.
And at this point, the extent of what I can do to assist you, sir, is to lock your account. At this point,
well,
you've already indicated that you do not trust anything I have to say.
Right.
In which case, the only advice I can give you that will honestly and truly help you is to change your bank account number.
Well, let me.
Or you can possibly go and talk to your bank account, to your bank, and prevent any ACH transfers. I know it's a simple form that you have to fill out. I mean, I know that's something that you can do at my bank,
well, I
at other
have
banks
to,
that I'm familiar with, and that wouldn't even require that you change the number.
But I wouldn't have to do that if you would just close the account. I don't understand. See, here's what
well,
I don't
if
understand.
If I were to close the account, sir, I would, in a sense, be stating that there was no violation of the user agreement and that we have not stated that you are not allowed to operate within the PayPal system again. We would basically be erasing what has happened previously.
Well, no, I'm not saying anything.
That is our reasoning for why a limited account cannot be closed, and that will not change no matter how long we stay on the phone together.
No, I'm not saying that, you know, you should erase the data and the information.
But if we were to close the account, that is exactly what would happen.
Well,
the account will stay limited, and by doing that, we have established, as we have stated, that you cannot open another PayPal account.
Are you
saying it would be limited and closed down as well?
Are you saying that the only reason that you're keeping the account or failing to close the account is so that you can blacklist me so that I can't ever open another one? Is that what you're saying?
That is one of the philosophies behind our rules, sir.
Okay. What are the other reasons? I mean, you said you would close an account for, you know, if I had an open account, that you would close the account, but you will not close it for limited. So I want to know why you need to keep an account not closed for somebody who's in a limited situation. And you're saying you're going to keep this open forever, right? I mean,
eventually your account will be automatically locked.
No. You're saying it's locked, but I'm talking about closed. At what point does it get to be closed, and at what point does the user agreement go away?
Okay. And the user agreement doesn't ever go away. Activity that happened after the relationship has been ended is one thing, but let's say someone files a chargeback on a transaction that went into your account while your account was open. You know, the user agreement applies in this situation because it applies to a transaction that happened while the account was still open.
Okay, let's suppose that somebody wanted to reverse a transaction that happened the day before you limited the account. That would have been back in June. Okay, what would you do?
Now, if this was a chargeback or a notice we'd received from a bank, we would place the transaction on hold, and we would, at that point, attempt to see if we can disprove the fraud. We would contact you and ask you for information pertaining to this particular transaction. And if there was information that you could provide us that would allow us to disprove the accusations of fraud or the chargeback or whatever reason the transaction was reversed, then we would take the steps necessary to basically disprove the accusations and get the funds back for you.
And if the
however, if we were not able to, the account would go negative, and we would inform you that, you know, the balance in your account was negative, and we would expect you to repay that negative balance.
And what would you do to get the money then? Would you do ADH transaction against my checking account to get the money back?
No, sir. That would be turned over to collections after 90 to 120 days.
Well, I mean, when the account is in an open status, you would reverse it and get the money back that way. Isn't that true?
No. If the account was open and you were in a negative balance, we would notify you for 90 to 120 days that you had a negative balance at 90 to 120 days. You know, if the account still had a negative balance, then we would lock the account, permanently close it, and we would turn you over to collection.
So you're saying that you never do a bank transaction to transfer money out of anybody's account?
Not unless they've done a send money transaction or provided us with written written permission to move the funds for
but you
them.
See,
and even then, it's exceedingly rare.
But in joining the account, when we set this up originally, I have already given you written permission to transfer funds.
No, we're saying written permission, such as, like, let's say for a moment that you wanted to issue a refund to one of your customers, and you don't have now, and you don't have access. Now, what we would ask that you do, we would start out by asking that you try sending money into your account, such as, with a check or money order, but what we could do. Now, this is, again, is something that's conceivable, but not something that we do very often. And then the only times we do this are times when it's absolutely something the customer desires, and it's absolutely something that they have stated, on a secure web form that, say, I so-and-so request that you transfer so many odd dollars, to my PayPal account for such and such purposes. I mean, that, when I say written verification, that is the type of written verification we would want. Much the same way that if you wanted me to issue a refund to someone, say there was, let's pretend there was a balance in your PayPal account, then what would happen is basically I would ask that you, basically send me written verification stating, exactly what I have said. I fill in your name, request that you refund so many odd dollars, i.e. the exact amount you want to refund, to so-and-so and list their account email address. That would be the step that we would go through, that we would undergo to get this taken care of. Then, those would be the steps. Now, it would not be to our advantage to collect a debt by moving money from your bank. You would just turn around and state that it was fraudulent, you gave no permission, and the bank would take it back.
But you have the ability to do it is the problem, you see. I mean, I don't know that, you might have some crooked employee at some point who decides to take, money out of my checking account and steal it, And how do I, and because you have the essentially the keys to my checking account, you can do that.
Okay. Conceivably, we could do that even if your account was closed, sir. I mean, at this point, the only argument we're having
is
we call something closed or whether we call something locked.
That's the
conversation we're having.
What I'm asking for is not just to close the account, or the semantics of that. I want you to terminate the user agreement, and I want you to disconnect the access from my checking account.
Okay. Your account is not going to be closed. The best I can do is lock your account for you.
So you're,
I've already explained
so,
that
so
we
you're
will
saying
not move
that,
money from your account.
So what you're saying is that you will not disconnect access from my checking account.
I'm saying I will not close your account, sir. I'm also stating that we would not move money automatically from your bank account, and I'm not going to state otherwise. That's
right. Wait.
Exactly
I know that you wouldn't do it.
But again, all we're talking about is semantics, sir. I can lock your account.
No,
I cannot absolve you from any responsibility for any transactions that took place while your account was open.
Yeah, but
that is absolutely not going to happen.
Well, I'm not asking you to absolve me from responsibility.
You're asking me to terminate the user agreement, which is, in a sense, what exactly that is. Now, I've explained to you,
I can lock
your account, and if you would like me to do so, I would be more than happy to do so. If you would not,
there's
no reason for us to talk any further because your account will not be closed, sir.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any difference between locked and limited.
You could log. It's conceivable that a limited account could be logged into if you supplied a password. A locked account has been permanently closed.
Yeah, but you see,
However, that
doesn't get me what I want. See, here's the problem. See, first of all, it's been 3 months since you've, limited my account. And after 3 months, you're not going to reverse any charges on anybody at this point anyhow, because it's already too late.
It can happen up to 180 days, sir.
Okay, so let me ask you, after 180 days, would you terminate the agreement?
No.
Well,
at that point,
you know, after 180 days, you no longer have any reason for any chargebacks whatsoever.
Even after 180 days, it's exceedingly rare, but it's possible we would still get it served. So when I say a limited account cannot be closed,
well, what about
the only
after?
Way your account could be closed is if I lifted the limitation on the account, and that will not be done, sir. I can limit your account. I can lock your account so that it cannot be used by you or anyone else, but that is the extent of what I can do, sir.
Well, but the thing is, what about after, you know, 2 years? Would you limit it? Would you, close it?
No, sir. Your account could be, if your account wasn't already locked after 2 years, what would happen is even if you didn't do anything, your account would eventually be locked due to the fact that the account has been limited for so much for.
What you're saying is that the only reason that you're keeping access to my checking account is in case of some sort of chargeback.
Okay. I've explained to you, sir, the philosophy of why we have it, sir. So regardless of, you know, the chargeback, sir, the only way your account could be closed is if I was to lift the limitation on the account, and that is not going to happen, sir. So I can lock your account, which would permanently
close the account, but
the official status on that would be locked.
You would be listing the limitations for, you know, 5 seconds before closing the account, you know. So it's not like anything's going to happen in those 5 seconds, you know, during the time when, you know,
but
you lift the limitation and close the account.
Okay. But once I lift the limitation on the account, again, I've absolved you of anything, and then you could conceivably turn around and create a new account and turn around and start, you know.
Well, you don't have any way in software to prevent somebody from turning around and opening a new account?
Yes, we do, sir. However, as I've explained, sir, your account is limited and it cannot be closed. And if you don't have anything else for me to do, such as lock your account, then...
Well, locking account, you know, that doesn't gain me anything. You know, because cutting off my ability to log into it, you know, to check things, you know, does not make me any more secure, you know. It doesn't solve the problem.
Well, that's really all closing your account would accomplish as well, sir. Because what you're wanting me to do wouldn't even be accomplished by you closing your account.
So you're saying that even on closed accounts, you still have access to people's money, that you can go back into their checking account and get money out of their account even after it's closed?
Okay. Sir, I've already explained to you what is possible and what is probable.
You know, I don't care about probable. I'm talking about possible. You're saying that even after you close a customer's account, you can still go in and take money out because you still have the access codes? Are you saying that can
happen?
The
access codes to a person's bank account are right on the bottom of any one person's check. Someone could take funds from your bank account without you even having a PayPal account, sir.
Yeah, but there's a difference because you've established, you know, a connection to my account, you know, by me agreeing to let you do that. And I'm trying to disconnect that connection. And what you seem to be telling me is that even after account is closed, that connection isn't severed.
As long as we have the information, it would be possible to move the funds. It is not something that we would do, and it is not policy. But what I'm doing is being very, very honest and explaining to you that this is not something we would do, and you are not believing me. Therefore, all we're doing is having a yes-no conversation, and I don't feel the need to continue this conversation.
Well, the thing is, as far as what you could do, you know, you're assuming that you have some type of ability to see into the future, which is something that I don't believe, because you can't state what you will do in the future because you don't know. You see? It's like
however, what you're talking about me doing isn't something that we would ever change, sir. That's not something we would do.
Okay. Well, I got one. I got one more question to ask you before we I get done here. You know, when I first called PayPal, you know, the voice thing says this call may be recorded, and when I talked to Dave, I told him that I was recording the phone call, and I'm recording this phone call. Are you recording this phone call?
No.
So you're on a line.
I personally am not recording this phone call.
No. But
it's possible that quality assurance may be monitoring the call for quality assurance.
So you may be
not actively recording the call. However, it is possible that this call is recorded.
So this is on the same situation as the other phone call. Is that, you know, you guys might be recording the phone call. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that would be something that, again, we would use for
quality
assurance.
I am recording the phone call.
That's fine, sir.
Okay. And I'm going to put it on the Internet so that everybody out there can hear this thing and understand what the PayPal policy really means.
That's fine, sir.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't change anything that we've done. It doesn't change our policies. And your account is limited. It cannot be closed, sir.
Okay, I understand that. I just want to make sure that everybody who goes to my website understands that as well.
However, sir, you at no point asked my permission to record the conversation, and I deny your permission to record the conversation, sir.
Well, but the thing is the PayPal is, you know, you guys are... Okay, I deny your permission to record the conversation.
Okay.
You know, you guys... You know. See, you didn't ask my permission. You know, you get your thing says this call may be recorded, and whenever one party records has permission to record the phone call, all parties have permission to record the phone call.
If you wish to believe that, sir.
I do. I already
that I can help you with.
I already have one of the phone calls that I did back in June with you on my website. You know, and thousands of people have downloaded and listened to it. Just as they're going to download and listen to this phone call,
that's
regardless
right,
of whether or not you give me permission to or not, because PayPal has given me permission to use this, and I'm going
now,
to use it.
Is there anything else that I can help you with, sir?
Well, apparently not.
Then you have a great day.
You too.